Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razek at CM Trading. Today is September 23rd, 2022. And today is Friday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, Facebook continues to sell off. But looking first at the major economic events of today, lots of stuff coming out. Starting out at 9:15 South African time, flash services PMI numbers coming out for France. And then Germany at 9:30, flash manufacturing and services PMI numbers coming out. And then at 10:30, out of Great Britain. And lastly, at 3:45 in the United States, flash services PMI numbers came out for the States. Now, looking at the various markets, starting out with the Forex symbols, the major pairs consolidate at the bottom of the range. And looking at the indices, the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ both continue to show weakness. Looking at commodities, gold and oil, and change stocks, Intel continues to sell off and trend lower. And lastly, Bitcoin unchanged. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. We're looking at the Euro-USD, and you could pretty much see how it's just consolidating here at the bottom of the range, just hanging out here, not breaking lower, but also not bouncing here at any rate. Okay, looking at the GBP also hanging out on the lower range. Australian dollar. Also, we're looking at a weekly chart below its yearly low. And lastly, looking at Canadian dollar hanging out, again, near its lows. A 134-ish level, 135 right now. So major pairs are just consolidating at this area. I do expect some sort of correctional move. How big of a correctional move, we still have to see. Now, jumping in commodities, gold just hanging out at this 1670, not changed much, really consolidating on this area. And if we look at crude oil doing the same, at $82 a barrel. Now, looking at the U.S. markets first, looking at the Dow Jones, look at this double bottom where we're getting to at this 30,000-ish level. We're just hovering right before that. So just be aware that if it does break, it'll break with some oomph. And we are going into corporate earnings season pretty close. And this is hitting close to that 200-day moving average. Now looking at the NASDAQ, also trading 11,500 at the bottom of that range. So this is another one that we can consider as it's making this correction going into this weekend. Now looking at the US markets first, looking at Intel, continues to break lower, $28 a share as it continues to show weakness. Facebook also continues to break down at 143. And if we look at a monthly, you can see it quite clearly how much of a correction that has made from our V formation. Okay, now this is getting close to major supportish area. So just be aware of that as we're closing in. Now, lastly, looking at Bitcoin, not doing much, really unchanged at 19,000, just consolidating here. We're just really covering Bitcoin for all intents and purposes for the past, I would say for the past 3 months, and not doing June, July, August, didn't do much, and September is following suit as well as it's really consolidating in this 18,000-ish area. This is Fred Razek. I want to wish you guys a great trading day and a beautiful weekend. Thank you all.